Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Powered by Clear Vision Development Group, this is Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast. Each week, we'll provide you with top business insights, fresh perspectives from world-class guests, and the tools you need to lead better than before. And now, here's your host, author and business coach, Tony Richards.
Hi, everybody. This is Tony Richards, and today on the program, I'm going to focus on one of the skills you really need to work on to be an effective leader, and that is interpersonal skills. I'm going to give you the definition of it, a list of items to consider, and my thoughts on developing this valuable skill set. Also, later in the show, I'll share five big quotes to inspire your week. Today's program sponsored by University Subaru. University Subaru, homegrown and proud of it. It's all coming up on today's Better Than Before show right here on the C-Suite Radio Network.
There's nothing quite like the love of a good dog. At University Subaru, it seems to us they're all good. See special pet-friendly features in the new 2021 Subaru Outback and Forester. It's never been easier to hit the open road with your best friend and to keep them safe with Subaru all-wheel drive. Subaru is dog-tested and dog-approved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru, and a dog. University Subaru, Columbia, homegrown and proud of it.
Are you working twice as hard but enjoying fewer rewards? Maybe you're highly accomplished, but you just can't seem to break through and make the next big move. Or you run a business that has begun to grow stagnant. It doesn't have to stay that way. Even the best leaders have felt as if their careers were spiraling out of control. But that's when they had to lead and lead big. Tony Richards' new book, The Big Idea, 52 Ways to Be a Better Leader Now, will help launch you forward in leadership. Learn how to take charge and lead yourself, lead others, and lead your company. Purchase online today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and our website, clearvisiondevelopment.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Better Than Before. This is Master Coach Tony Richards, and one of the pillars of effective leadership is developing relationships, developing true, real relationships, and that requires higher level of emotional intelligence, or commonly referred to as EQ. And there are two overall components of EQ. One is intrapersonal, and the other is interpersonal. Today, let's focus on the interpersonal aspect. Interpersonal skills primarily involve social skills and empathy, and they're practiced in social situations and conversations with other people, and a leader who is talented in these areas can both listen and speak effectively. Now, this requires some sensitivity to other people, which also involves seeing people as interesting and unique individuals. When interpersonal skills are lacking, leaders have a harder time with true, real relationships because they tend to misunderstand other people, they tend to misjudge their own capabilities, and miss the entire situation. Outgoing people may look like they have a little easier time developing these skills than an introverted person, but make no mistake about it. We all have adapted behaviors that are necessary to grow this important leadership skill set. Let's give you the definition of interpersonal skills. We define it as effectively communicating, building rapport, and relating well to all kinds of people. Extroverts, introverts, analytics, highly assertive, highly outgoing, and people who are not very much outgoing. And the key in that definition is building rapport. Now, if you've never heard me break that word down into an acronym, it's really all people prefer others reflecting themselves. What does that mean? Birds of a feather flock together. In other words, people have an easier time communicating with people who are like themselves. So in order to build rapport in our interpersonal skills development, we have to work on stretching our behavior to get closer to the other person's behavior. And ideally, in a perfect world, if we go 20% toward the other person and the other person's also working on it and they go 20% toward us, then we have an easier time developing a relationship with that person and they have an easier time relating to us. What does that take? Well, here's a quick list of things that I think go into interpersonal skills that might be a list of to-dos or things to work on. First one is the number one CEO skill, the number one executive skill, the number one leadership skill, in my opinion, is self-awareness. And it's also the very first skill you have to develop if you want to have better emotional intelligence. The second one is you have to have a heartfelt, sincere interest in other people. In other words, you have to have their best interests at heart. Thirdly, you have to treat all people with respect, courtesy, and consideration. Now, in today's busy social media time and with the culture kind of the way it is today, and we live in this highly charged, contentious environment, it's just so easy to slip into that disrespectful, contentious type of situation that we see going on all around us. Conversely, you can stay out of that if you just decide to treat all people with respect, courtesy, and consideration. People that come from a different generation than you, people that have different upbringing than you, people who were brought up in a different culture than you, who may have a different mindset than you, we all have to be highly, highly aware that those kinds of people are all around us, and we need to treat them all with respect, courtesy, and consideration. And we need to respect the differences. This is number four on the list. We need to respect differences in the attitudes and perspectives of others. Just because someone disagrees with you on something doesn't mean you can't have a friendship or have a relationship of some kind. Just decide that they have a different perspective than you. They have a different attitude or maybe a different belief system on something. It doesn't mean you have to be contentious with each other. Number five is listens, observes, and strives to gain understanding of others. Listen first to understand, then be understood. What a great rule to go by and principle to go by. If we all did that a little bit more, we'd all have better relationships. Next one on the list is communicating effectively. Now, what does communicating effectively mean? Communication has three parts. Number one, it's transmission or talking. Number two is reception or listening. And number three is authentication. The message has been received and authenticated, which means the message is clearly understood and accepted. Those are the three components of effective communication, and we all need to make sure that we're practicing those. Next one on the list is developing and maintaining relationships with many different kinds of people, regardless of the cultural differences. I spoke to that earlier. You're just living in a time where there's so many different generational people in the workplace and in everyday life that we just need to slow down and stop requiring everybody to adapt to us and work on adapting a little bit to each other. Now, in order to successfully work with a broad range of people inside our organizations, we have to develop these interpersonal skill sets. We need to create rapport. Really, all people prefer others reflecting themselves. And we need to do that consistently and clearly with multi-level communications. Interpersonal skills will always increase the level of cooperation and collaboration among teams and also increase the productivity. With all the talk of generational differences in the workforce today, interpersonal skills could not be emphasized any more than I've emphasized them in this podcast segment. All our results, good or bad, are typically derived from our range of ability to get things done through other people. Even though many people get hired throughout their expertise and hard skills, their success ultimately lies in the development, or in the lack of, the soft skills they possess. And effective leaders know there is plenty of wisdom which lies within other people. The richest deposits in the world are in other people. And they got to be effective in extracting those deposits for the success of the company. People perform better when they feel listened to and their ideas get implemented. Do you want to increase your effectiveness as a leader? Think about it this way. If our skill set of listening and understanding others is weak, how in the world can we interpret them and respond accordingly? Now, related to this, interpersonal skills also involved asking really good questions. Definitely a lost art. Not only does this help clarify information, it's also a great conversation starter. When you ask questions, it draws interest in the other person on your part, and you show a penchant for problem solving and looking for answers rather than being the one that has all the answers. It helps pull out the wisdom from other people that I've just mentioned. We also used to do a better job teaching manners at a very early age. That also seems to be a lost art. We all assume a person is less intelligent and not as competent when they have subpar manners. This same judgment is a reflection of you when you behave in this way. Having a well-developed repertoire of interpersonal skills will allow you to handle situations more effectively and advance at a more rapid pace. We need to balance asking and telling. And asking needs to be really more on the heavy side, and telling needs to be on the light side of that balance. One thing you can do in your journal is to keep a log of yourself on the number of times you ask and the number of times you tell. You should know right now, telling is easier and probably more prevalent than asking in your everyday leadership activities. Try to get a handle on your current state and work to achieve more balance, and then work toward more asking and less telling. It's going to help you tons in developing your interpersonal skills. Stand by. I've got five big quotes to inspire your week coming up next here on Better Than Before.
There's nothing quite like the love of a good dog. At University Subaru, it seems to us they're all good. See special pet-friendly features in the new 2021 Subaru Outback and Forester. It's never been easier to hit the open road with your best friend and to keep them safe with Subaru all-wheel drive. Subaru is dog-tested and dog-approved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru, and a dog, a dog. University Subaru, Columbia, homegrown and proud of it.
Receive weekly coaching tips from Tony Richards, delivered straight to your inbox. Whether you're a CEO or an entrepreneur, Tony can help you reach your goals and give you a competitive edge within your industry. Tony's Monday morning coaching memo covers topics ranging from leadership development to teamwork to company culture and more. Text the word leadership to 38470 to sign up for Tony's Monday morning coaching memo, or sign up online at clearvisiondevelopment.com.
Welcome back to Better Than Before. This is Tony Richards. I hope you enjoyed that segment on interpersonal skill sets. Now let's look at five big quotes that can help inspire your week. Number one, it is in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped. Tony Robbins. Number two, the best way to escape a problem is to solve it. Anonymous. Number three, a creative person by the desire to achieve, not by the desire to beat others. Ayn Rand. Number four, know from where you came. If you know that, there are absolutely no limits on where you can go. James Baldwin. And number five, big quote to inspire your week this week, having the combination of wise theory with great character will make a great captain. Antoine Jomini. Well, that's our program today. Better Than Before show is sponsored by University Subaru. University Subaru, homegrown and proud of it. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyRichards4, and you can join my free Facebook page, Tony Richards Speaker, Author, Coach. Special thanks, as always, to our super producer, Tessa Hall, that always puts these programs together so well. And until we visit again next week here on the Better Than Before program on the C-Suite Radio Network, I'm your host, Tony Richards, reminding you, everything gets better when you get better.
Thank you for listening to Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast powered by Clear Vision Development Group. For more resources from Tony, visit clearvisiondevelopment.com. Join us next time for another episode of Better Than Before with Tony Richards.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.